I have the one and only delightful Miss Teresa Noon sitting with me. Noon from the moon, as I like to call it. She just got here. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am good, but I'm working sans headphones, so it feels strange to me. So I hope I sound out.
Your hair looks great.
My hair looks great?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. So you're here to talk about, and I'm not even going to pronounce this, so I'm going to let you do it.
A very Ausencetur Thanksgiving. It's our latest murder mystery at the Blue Moon.
And this is about a misfit family. I don't know. I'm thinking a racer head here. I don't know. Anyway. I've been writing, and I'm in a surreal frame of mind, so I don't know why. Whenever I think of a turkey dinner, my head goes right to Eraserhead, that strange movie, that David Lynch movie. Anyway, and it's a misfit extended family getting together for a meal, so anyway, so what is this about?
Okay, so basically, this one takes place at a family Thanksgiving. Yeah. And so all of the characters in the show are family members from the Ausencetur family. Okay. And the audience are invited members of the extended family. Okay. So every table will have a description, right, of where you're from, what your family represents. So we have people from like Chicago, we have people from Kitchener, St. Agatha or St. Agatha, however you want to pronounce it, from the prairies, from the East Coast.
Wow.
And so basically the characters are all, in our minds, stock. They are, somebody has that crazy aunt, somebody has you know, teenager, the eccentric uncle. So you have all of these people in your family. So we're getting together because Nan has a very important announcement to make. And the family automatically assumes that she's dying and that it's going to be about her will.
Yeah.
So hijinks and hilarity ensue. And it's Oktoberfest themed as well as Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And so this time we actually do a full traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Yes, wow. So you get your turkey and your stuffing, your mashed potatoes, and there are, you know, vegetarian options, because mm-hmm. I myself am a vegetarian and I can still eat. And we actually are eating with you this time as well.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, well, you have to. It's a family Thanksgiving, yes, so you exactly. eat with your family.
So who's in the is it the same?
It's the usual suspects. It really is, yeah.
So it's Vincent Perry.
Vincent Perry and Rick
Eric?
Sam.
Oh, Rick
no,
Sam.
Eric's not with us this time, because Eric actually stepped in to replace Rick.
Okay.
And Eric's busy with his drowsy chaperone.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
Beverly Ritchie's back, yeah. So the usual suspects are there. And the music, we've got our songs as well in the show.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
The last one was really, really funny. I have to say that was such a great evening of entertainment. And then you had the Madams of Mayhem. So how did that? Like, I didn't see you after that. So how did that all turn out?
Oh, it was great. They came. They sold a bunch of books. They had a blast. They all came dressed up. They were so fun to have in the audience, and they were interacting with us during the show. And we had a huge table. And
it
was successful.
Did you have fun? Like, because it's a different ending every night.
Yes, so. And actually, one of the madams, Kathy Astofflo, had come twice to the show, so she saw two different endings, and we actually didn't repeat. We did great. The whole summer we had different endings. So it was worth it as a director making my cast learn all those endings.
All those endings. Because
we got through it all. Yeah.
That was so much fun. It was great. You know, we're all sitting there and the food was just to die for.
Oh, they do an amazing job every time.
Wow.
Every menu is different. They cater it to the different shows and everything is spectacular there.
And the entertainment, it just matches the menu. It's so funny. You guys were so great. And the singing, the songs, like I can't remember the songs at this point.
We did Tennessee Waltz, Some Enchanted Evening, Sentimental Journey.
Right, that's right.
Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Because it was all for the Southern theme.
Yes, in the 40s.
In the 40s. So now we're on. So what's the
Aussiedler means misfit in German.
So what are you going? What kind of music are you going to be playing?
Well, this time we had a bit more of a luxury because it's not time period focused.
Yeah.
Since it's present day, I chose songs from all different time periods. We've got a Sound of Music tune in there. Mine is more of a show tuney song.
Yeah.
And Vincent does the 80s rock. He does a little Tainted Love.
Oh, cool. We can...
we got a little Linda Ronstadt in there. Well, what I've done, too, for the soundtrack, because one of my favorite things to do for the show is create the dinner music.
Yeah, exactly.
And this time what I did was I went through all 80s music, 80s movies, and picked theme songs from 80s movies. Because it seems to really fit. So, like, from Top Gun, from...
Breakfast Club. Uh-huh. We should not... Don't you forget about that.
Yes!
Oh, my God. That is so cool.
Yeah, I have such a blast picking the music for the shows and creating the playlists. And...
What was I going to say? So, how does this work? When you get into the hall, for people that don't know. I mean, I know, but
yes.
You know, for other people that don't know.
So with this one, you come in.
How does that play out?
you buy your tickets in advance because we don't do door sales because the kitchen needs to know for the food. So you arrive and the staff at the Blue Moon will show you to your table. You can get your drinks and we'll do a little bit of a mingle ahead of time and you figure out who you are. Because you'll have your description at your seat at your table. Act one begins. And then this time, instead of doing the appetizers, you do your full meal first.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yes.
Wow.
And then we do act two, a murder happens. And then you get your dessert and your coffee and tea. And then we wrap it up with act three.
And is it the same as before? Is there a different ending every night?
No. This time there is the same ending every night.
Okay.
It's a different show from the 40s was really light. There was a lot. This one's still very funny, but it's got a darker side to it.
Oh.
Yes, it's a much darker of the shows we've done.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yes.
So it's a departure. Mm. Aha. So let's see. So this is running... This is running this weekend and next weekend.
Yes.
Right?
And then the Aussiedlers will be back at the end of November for a Christmas version of the show. So it'll be a similar style show, but it'll be focused on Christmas as opposed to Thanksgiving and Oktoberfest.
Okay. Is Miss Laloon involved in all of this? It's a different character.
It's
now.
Rita Aussiedler.
Rita. So. Oh, it's still Rita. Right.
It's always Rita. It's always so Rita Aussiedler is similar to Rita Laloon.
Right.
Whereas Rita Le Beauregard was a completely different style.
She's a Southern Belle.
She was a Southern Belle with a nasty
rotten
tongue.
Nasty.
But
Southern, like Scarlett O'Hara type.
Yes.
Whereas... Rita Aussiedler, is she, can you talk a little bit about her character or not?
Sure. She is considered Nan's favorite grandchild. She is what she considers the rock of the family. She holds everyone together. She lives off her sherry diet.
This is starting to sound like August Osage, October Osage County. October Sausage County. There we go.
They're all bizarre. They're absolutely bizarre, all of the characters. We've got one of them who's the head of the neighborhood watch, and we've got the swap meet uncle who sells everything on Kijiji. So got them all. And then we have one of our characters doesn't speak English.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. That's a fun challenge.
Okay.
So it's $54, and that includes the traditional Thanksgiving dinner as well as the show. You can purchase your tickets online at thebluemoon.ca or 519-634-5421.
Okay, and it's worth every penny, kids. It really is. It's a great night out. I hadn't been to dinner theater in such a long time. I hadn't had that much fun in ages. And the cast does interact with you. They will come and ask you questions. How's it going? What's it doing? And what do you think of this? And you have, when you had the last show, did you have any of the cast members sort of just really interact with you or not? Not the cast member's story.
The audience members?
Yeah.
They try to drill you for answers. Because they want to be the one to figure it out. Because there's always a prize for whoever guesses the correct thing. True. Whoever is the – who did it and why, they win a prize. So the audience members really – take it seriously and they want to know. Then you get the odd one that's silly, you know, somebody blames the bartender just a, you know, a random audience member
or will something get like
put
that
on there. Because I read them all.
Well, yeah, because we all have to vote, or we all have to put out what we think it, who did it, who done it, who done it,
who done it,
who done it. And it's really interesting because you sit there going, well, wait a minute. And you know, go through the plot in your head, and it's like, wait a minute, it could be. Could it be this outlandish? Could this have happened? Could the pig have done it? You know, I'm just so funny. Pretty sure.
Well, we try to drop a lot of clues, but you got to keep them subtle enough so it's not just hammering people over the head.
Yeah, and then I said, I think I thought the last time, oh, I know, someone got, they got, actually, they didn't really get, they didn't mean to stab them. They got stabbed by accident because they got in the way of a, oh.
But it's there's so some pretty fun. Wild answers on the forums.
It's so much fun. We're going to take a wee break here. We're going to play one of your 80s tracks. So this is Don't You Forget About Me from Breakfast Club on Coral FM.
Forget about me. But you won't come by. get so lost sometimes. Days pass and this emptiness fills my heart. When I want to run away, I drive off in my car. But whichever way I go, I come back to the place you are. And all my instincts, they return, and the grand facade so soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside. I see the doorway to a thousand churches, the resolution of all the fruitless searches. Oh, I see the light and the heat. Oh, I wanna be that complete. I wanna touch the light, the heat I see in your eyes. In your accepting all I've done and said,
I want to stand and stare again till there's nothing left out. Whoa, 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 it remains there in your eyes. Whatever comes and goes.
Peter Gabriel and In Your Eyes. A nice 80s song for the... how do you say that again?
Ausenseiter.
Ausenseiter.
And I'm not German, so if I really have my accent wrong, I'm sorry.
No, it's a nice song. It's one of the best songs from the 80s, I think. And you're right, it's from the movie Say Anything. And if you're going to talk about romantic movies or Say Anything, and another John Cusack movie, Serendipity,
oh,
which I love.
Great movie,
which
yeah.
I own. And that little sequence that what Jeremy Piven talks about, I have that on my iPod. That's how much of a nerd I am.
That's that nerdy romanticism.
I know. And then before that, Don't You Forget About Me from The Breakfast Club. So I'm here with Teresa Noon, Noon at the Moon, Noon from the Moon. Teresa Noon, but she does all kinds of stuff too. Anyway, there was a few other things you wanted to mention. About the Thanksgiving murder mystery dinner. So there's a October 12th?
Yes, well, there's this weekend, October 4th. Show starts at 6:30. And then October 11th, which is a 6:30 show. And October 12th is a 12:30 matinee.
Right, that is right. And then you have some other events coming up.
I do. I have lots of events coming up, actually, and most of them are at the Blue Moon.
Of course they are.
And speaking of the Blue Moon, you can make a whole weekend of it. On Friday night, Jack DeKaiser is going to be there with his new CD.
Oh, that's great.
And then you can come back the next day and have, you know, Thanksgiving dinner with us. But then at the end of the month, starting on October 24th, we're beginning our Haunted Halloween tour. And it's running October 24th, 25th, 30th, and 31st. We do two tours nightly, one at 7 and one at 8. And these are not comedic at all. We are going on the rumors of the Blue Moon. Well, I'm going to say rumors, but it's people say it's true that the Blue Moon is haunted. So we are capitalizing on that, and we're doing it. It's not exactly a full-out haunted house scream tour because there is acting involved. There are scenes in it, but there are the startle moments where we'll jump out and get you.
Are you like Elvira or something like that? Or?
Oh, I can't tell you because then you'll know who I am, and then you won't believe it's real.
Of course you're dressing up. That's right.
I'll be in costume. Yeah, so that, right. And on the 24th, also happens to be Bev Finnegan, who is the owner of the Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Hi, Bev.
Hi, Bev.
Her birthday that day. So she's hired a band, which is myself, Matt Weininger, Brian Wright, and Ben Rollo, to play after the 8 o'clock tour. So anybody who comes to that tour that evening also gets a band that they can stay and party and have some drinks.
A band. You guys are like super mega talented. Oh, my God. I see you everywhere.
Everybody in that formation is everywhere.
And you and Brian are like the it couple of live rock and roll music in town.
Well, him and I are back as a duo in the Blue Moon in the Tree Room on November 1st.
Okay.
And then November 7th, Brian and I, along with our other Flanwood Mac band members, are doing a Flanwood Mac show in the Big Room on November 7th.
And you're amazing. Flanwood Mac is great. I mean, I've seen Flanwood Mac. Now I know what everybody's talking about.
So. Oh, it's so much fun because we really dive into it. So we do the full tribute, as you see, where we're in the full costume. And I'm actually going to see the actual Fleetwood Mac on October 18th at the ACC. So I'm very excited about that.
You should let them. Do they know about Flanwood?
I'm probably going to show up and say, hey, Stevie, I'll put on my costume. Why don't we do a number? I'll show up with my wig. Brian can bring his kimono. It's also Brian's birthday that day. So we're celebrating his birthday,
Brian.
Watching Fleetwood Mac.
That is great. Should we play some Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. This is a very old computer, and you know, I didn't bring all this stuff with me. I should have brought. I don't think I have any Fleetwood Mac on CD. It's only on vinyl.
It's the way to listen to it. You have to listen to it on vinyl.
I think you have to listen to everything on vinyl.
I agree.
That's me. And here's something. It's a good thing you're sitting down. Cassettes are coming back.
Amazing.
Cassettes are coming back. I swear to God.
Other than just the Hawkeyes and their cassette?
No.
Like a real thing.
Yep. They're coming back. Yep. Bands are starting to bring out cassettes because they're cool. I've talked to two musicians now that have raved about cassettes. I'm like, rave, rah, 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 rah.
They just don't sound as good. It's kitschy. It's fun.
Well,
but
they do say it sounds better than an MP3.
If
you listen to an MP3 and then you listen to a cassette in the car, there's so much more warmth to it and all this kind of stuff. And unlike vinyl, you can't carry vinyl around with you. You can carry a cassette around with you. So I thought, okay, that's it. I'm getting out my Walkman. Here I go. I've only got 2,000 cassettes I can listen to. So what the heck? I might as well just go back in time.
I still have all my Duran Duran cassettes.
Yeehaw. So what song do you want to hear?
By Fleetwood Mac?
Yep.
Why don't we play the only song that was written by all five members, which was The Chain, and see if you can also make out, I can't say it on the air, but what Lindsey Buckingham whispers at the very beginning of the track.
To the wind blow.
Okay, that was for Teresa. That was for Teresa Noon, and that was The Chain, Fleetwood Mac. No, I couldn't hear what Lindsey Buckingham said at the beginning, but I guess it's very, very faint.
It is faint, and it's naughty, so we can't repeat it.
We can't repeat it on the air.
So now everybody's going to be putting on the Rumors album.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, this is like, I Buried Paul. Let's see if I can find it. That's so funny. So once again, the October Murder Mystery, a very...
House and Cedar Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Murder Mystery Show is happening this weekend, the 4th, this weekend and next weekend.
Yes.
And tickets are $54. There's an October 12th matinee performance at 12:30 p.m.
Correct.
So I wish you all the best, I'm sure. And there's more information, people go to bluerune.ca.
That's
right?
Correct. And there's a whole section. You just go to the Murder Mystery Dinner Theater and you can pick your show and get the details.
Thank you so much, Noon from the Moon.
Thank you so much, Coral.
I'll see you sometime soon because these are so much fun and I highly recommend them to, you know, people should go out there and see it because it's worth every penny. The food is divoon, but the performance matches the food bite for bite. How's that? That sounded crazy. Anyway, yes. So thank you so much, Teresa.
Thanks, Coral.